Watching television shouldn't be a chore. You know, finding what's on when. You're just seconds away from an amazing conversation with Michael Kiever from NTVB Media. I met Michael in New York at the New York Press Association's annual meeting where he was displaying TV Guide. What? That thing's still around? Oh my, what I, and most likely you, don't know about that and more. Michael Kiever and surprises about television. Coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members recover, refurbish, and resell agricultural equipment parts. Learn more by going to ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. You know, we just had Jason Pfeiffer on, and he was talking about all these cool things, thinking outside the box and making sure that you're, well, change. You have to change everything that you're doing and be more of an entrepreneur. And so I just got out of a presentation with Jason. And sitting in front of me is a guy by the name of Michael Kiever with NTVB Media. And he said, you know, we've done all that stuff that Jason was just talking about. I go, what? Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So I know enough to be dangerous here. I know enough that I saw your booth. You're a displayer.
Yes,
here at
yes,
this
absolutely.
Event at the New York Press Association spring event. And so I walked by your booth yesterday, and on your table you've got the TV Guide. And I said, what the hell is this? TV Guide? I mean, you got to be like 85 plus to get TV Guide or something. I said, what is this all about? But then we started talking after Jason Pfeiffer, and your story is just incredible. Let's go. Tell us about this.
Well, it actually started, the company started about 35 years ago with a gentleman named Andy DeAngelis, who was a printer by nature, and he started a printing company, and he ended up working with local newspapers around the Detroit area, and some of them approached him and said, hey, can you print a TV magazine?
Sure.
So he started printing for a local paper and then the Detroit papers, and then it grew, and Then I started about 30 years ago selling ads in TV books out of a company in New York. So our paths crossed almost 28 years ago. And I was doing the ad sales. He was doing the printing. So we got together.
Life was good.
Yeah. So we got together. We started working with a lot of newspapers. Had a great thriving business for years. We were, as a matter of fact, at one point printing 5 million books a week for the industry. So it was a very profitable business, selling about $200 million worth of ads. It was good. However, what we did is we noticed that at each newspaper we worked with, we had local readership studies.
Okay.
And we found when I started selling ads and TV books in you know 30 years ago, it was about 85 to 90% of people that read a newspaper read the TV book.
Okay.
10 years ago, it was down. We were seeing numbers about 10%.
People weren't there, were
right,
they?
Right, because of all the other options that were on there. You could go on your screen, on screen,
and exactly.
Right. So we said, hey, we're now going to our newspaper partners, selling them a magazine. We know 90% of the people aren't using it. And what's worse is we're going to local advertisers and selling them into a 90% waste product.
Right.
So we had two very profitable businesses. We said, we've got to stop this. And it was scary. And it was like,
oh, yeah.
How do we go from here? Because clearly this was not a good future because it was going to keep diminishing. So we said, you know what? There still is a good number of people that want a high-end product. So we created a really high-end TV magazine that called TV Weekly that could be sold through newspapers. So we started going back to newspapers and saying, hey, you're going to kill your paper, your product anyway. Why don't you launch this? So that grew rapidly. It wasn't easy at first, but 10 years ago we launched that, and we're already up we're over 200 newspaper partners, including the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune and Newsday and Philadelphia Inquirer and the Boston Globe, you know, a lot of big papers.
All right, because I'm not in those markets, so tell me what that product is. So I subscribe to the Omaha World Herald or the Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
And tucked inside of that once a week or something?
No.
Or what?
So our philosophy was, look, instead of selling you a product that 90% of your people are wasting, let's sell the 10% of your people that want the product, a really high-end product. We'll sell it directly to them. So the newspaper just offers our product. We give them a discount on the product, and the customer buys the product.
So it is really directed to that 10% that want it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So your revenue... So your revenue stream goes down because you're not selling.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You're not
off
selling.
Off a cliff down,
Yeah. So you're not selling the ads anymore.
Right. Right.
You're kind of saying, okay, here's 10% of what we used to do.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh.
And
scary.
Right. It was scary, but luckily it worked and we were able to expand it. And like I said, we're over 200 newspapers now doing it, millions of readers a week. So that. Fortunately, that success allowed us, several years ago, we bought a company out of Milwaukee that does custom magazines for Dish and for
seen them?
Different, absolutely. So, and we do it for Comcast and different cable companies, Wow, etc. And it's kind of interesting. I don't want to go too far on a side, but these companies, Altice and all these the cable companies that we work with have collectively spent probably hundreds of millions of dollars with their on-screen, their interactives.
Sure.
But yet they all have us do a magazine for them because that same
10%. It's counterintuitive,
isn't it? Yeah, but that same 10%, they know wants the hard copy. Right. So that got us a lot more circulation. It also got us focused with movies because they are doing their pay-per-views, et cetera, and their pay channels. So now we had a TV magazine and we had the movies.
But just 10% of the audience.
Absolutely, but they're big audiences now when you talk about cable companies and you talk about all these different. So we are doing really high-end products for that niche market.
Got it.
And that led to about 3 years ago, we had an opportunity to buy TV Guide. And TV Guide was long-suffering.
Oh, yeah.
And
they've been through how many iterations?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Needed some turnaround. So when we got it, we realized the people there were amazing and they were dedicated and we had people there for generations and, you know, family. And so what we did is we really were able to capitalize on the energy there and the knowledge there. And we were able to take what we had learned from the newspaper industry about what not to do, which is don't just look for the next new thing. Really go and try and figure out who your customer is. So we spent a lot
of
time.
That.
Yeah, right. So we spent a lot of time working on that. And we started redoing the magazine based on, we cut down the grids a little bit.
Grids, when you talk about grids, those are all those channel listings, yes?
Yes,
all
right. Yes. And we used that extra space to talk about guidance because if you look at today's landscape, the average person has about 194 channels that they can choose from in a basic package, which if you just look at primetime alone every night, that's about 1,000 channels, 1,000 viewing
ain't
choices.
No way you can put that in a grid.
In a grid, exactly. Right. A grid only tells you where to find something at a certain time. And half of America is not even watching linear anymore. So what we have focused, and we've changed our focus is
this is the goodie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want you to listen very carefully because this, and I've already been privy to this in our conversation earlier, but this is the goodie. Go.
But yeah, guidance versus the grid. So we've now been able to go into podcasts, we've been able to go into videos, we've been able to take the guidance and the access we have. We have now about 20 million readers a day to all our magazines. So again, 10 years ago, we completely changed our business cycle. 10 years later, we have 20 million readers a day. We have all these magazines and we've had unprecedented access to every producer, director, showrunner in the business because a great show has maybe 2 million viewers. We have 20 million readers a day, and we're influencing what they watch.
Right.
So we were able to go to the industry. We were able to say, hey, magazines are doing kind of a shell game right now. They're buying circulation, and it's people who don't even want the magazine. You know, when you find out you can get it for a dollar,
or
you can use some unused airline miles and get a magazine. Right. Those people aren't reading the magazine. So we said, we're going to stop doing that. we're only going to count our circulation as people who actually want and read the magazine. The industry reacted very well. The change in the editorial reacted with our readers, and they were already dedicated, but they love the magazine. Now we're expanding our readership and our reach. As a matter of fact, our rack sales are actually up where the industry is down tremendously. So we've turned around the magazine 3 years. Forbes just wrote a great article about us doing so. And the thing that, to your point, all of this is, you can't be afraid to change what you're doing. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're in a business and things aren't going right, you have to really be able to say, as scary as it is,
got to break
what,
this.
What we're doing is broken. We absolutely have to go a new way. And then you have to dedicate that. One newspaper guy at the beginning with us said, I'm going to go with you because you've burned the lifeboats. You're all in on this. You've stopped. And that's what you have to do in business. You have to burn the lifeboats. You have to get out there, and you have to go hard in your new direction.
Michael Kiever, ladies and gentlemen, he is with NTVB Media. Oh, this gets even deeper. Because now, one of the things I think that's incredible, so you're offering this stuff to these newspapers for
free. Yes. So we had...
Who does that?
Well, we had built a business for a number of years, obviously, with newspapers, and we believe in newspapers, and they're great partners selling our TV weekly. So what we've done is, now that we have all this amazing content, is we've come back to the newspapers and we've said, folks, we can give you this content, these great articles, this behind-the-scenes stuff. However, instead of a cash exchange, all we ask for is a quarter-page ad per week from the newspaper to promote our products. And they give their readers an 80% discount off of TV Guide or some other, or TV Weekly or whatever one of our magazines is in the area. And therefore, the newspaper is getting value by offering their reader a great discount. It only costs them paper and ink, so it's very inexpensive, and they get all this amazing content that they can't get anywhere else. So we're really trying to give back, and we're trying to help the industry turn around and help them really realize that reaching people with guidance information is the key, and reaching people with video, et cetera, younger people are going to bring them to the websites. So we're giving all this back to them, and we're trying to kind of pay it forward, if you will, on this next round.
When you talk about guidance, what does that mean?
Well, guidance means, for instance, our writers, for us, what it means is our writers do embeds in the different shows, so they know what's going on. Our writers watch. Each of them watch maybe 15 or 20 shows that they're responsible for. So they've seen every episode before it airs. So they get together every week and say, hey, what's really worth watching tonight? Out of the thousand shows, somebody has a choice of, what are 10 or 15 really good and why? So we're giving that to newspapers and allowing them to help their readers make those critical choices on what's worth watching.
All right. Now, if I'm not a reader of a newspaper, right, if I'm not a reader of a magazine, but I really like hockey, and I really like the Detroit Red Wings, you know, but I'm not up to date on NHL TV. I like it, but I don't have time to follow it always. You were telling me earlier you've got a program that you can.
Yes. Well, we have a widget that is called Find and Remind that we've developed. We purchased the entire U.S. database of television. We worked with a really advanced AI company out of Israel, and we created this amazing widget that allows people to go on to newspaper websites. So if you're not a newspaper subscriber, you just find your newspaper website as long as they're a partner with us. And there's about 300 or so of them now. So, and what they do is these... newspaper websites have this widget called Find and Remind. You go on there, it'll tell you the choices for this evening that our writers say you should watch the 10 or best movies, the 10 best shows. But the key is, behind that is the entire U.S. database of television programming we have and the AI. And what will happen is, you can type in anything you want in television. You could put in that you're interested in a certain star or a sports team, or you could put in you like cupcakes, right? So it will search the entire U.S. database for the next 14 days, find anything related to your search, give you a list of everything that's going to be on. You click anything you want to be reminded of, and we remind you. Now, this is the first of it that's like this, probably in the world, certainly in the U.S., because most everybody has an iPad or an iPhone,
right.
And you might have an ESPN app, right? Or you might have an ABC app.
Sure.
ESPN won't tell you what's on Fox Sportsnet.
No, of course
they won't tell you what. Our app does. It's the only universal app out there that if you're searching for something, we search the entire U.S. database across all platforms and return the search.
All right, but I'm in Des Moines, Iowa,
yeah.
And you're in Troy, Michigan.
Yes.
All right, so we have different channels. The things are on different things. How in the world I'm going to put...
This is, and I'm glad you... And we mentioned, we talked about this briefly, but I'm glad you brought that up because one of the really fun things I think that we did is we were able to figure out a way that when we have subscribers sign on to this, and again, it's free. It's free for subscribers. We don't charge anybody. But when they sign on, we ask two questions. We ask them their zip code and their provider, their cable or satellite provider. Once we have those two pieces of information, we know their exact channel lineup in their home. So when I tell you, when you search a show and it's going to be on let's say, FX channel, right? I'm going to tell you, Mr. Jones, you wanted to watch this show on FX tonight at 8 o'clock.
And
it's on channel 12.
And here's the
channel. And your neighbor, it's on channel 232, and your other neighbor, it's on channel... Because we know your exact channel
so it's
lineup.
Dish or...
No matter what your provider is. And then what that's allowed us to do, that technology, so everything builds on another, that's allowed us to create a national edition of TV Weekly, which is our magazine right now with newspapers, which is a very high-end, beautiful magazine for finding out what's on TV. We now are able to allow anybody anywhere in the nation to get that TV Weekly because they can just sign on to this website and get their exact channel lineup. And all of this is available, a shameless plug for what we're doing, but we have a website called TV Insider at TVinsider.com, and that is that has these widgets on it, so you can go on there and sign up and sign up, and it also has the ability to go and find out your channels, etc. So if you go to TVI, you'll find all that, plus all the great articles we're writing and all the interviews we're doing with celebrities, etc. So we're really excited to be allowing that to be another national opportunity for people.
And there is one other advantage here that we talked about a little bit earlier. If I forget that the Red Wings are on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on whatever
yes.
channel it is, you're going to send me a reminder?
Yes, sir. You can get emails as little as 15 minutes before the show. And I'll tell you, we're really excited about this because let's say you do a football team.
Yeah.
You know how during the playoffs, your team, if they might be scheduled on ESPN2 at noon, but now it's a playoff contention. So now they're on at 8 o'clock on NBC or whatever it might be, you know, or
right,
NFL
right.
channel.
Yeah.
So this app... We have within 2 hours of any television channel changing any lineup anywhere in the country, within 2 hours of that, we're going to have it correct on the widget, and therefore you won't get your reminder until 15 minutes or half an hour before the show, and it will tell you the new channel, new time, and again, bring it right down to your home and tell you where it's on.
Ladies and gentlemen, looks can be deceiving. So when I passed his booth here at the New York Press Association, I saw a TV guide sitting there. I go, what the hell is this? Nobody reads this thing anymore. Yeah. And who knew that it would turn into this? Wow.
Well, and again, it goes back to your whole premise is you have to take risks and you have to change things. And if your business isn't going right, you have to believe in yourself and look at it, what can happen. And you just have to work it every day.
Michael Kiever, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Michael Kiever from NTVB Media. Stuff you didn't know about television. And neither did I. We'll have links to all of that up on our radio blog. By the way, don't go away. We've got more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.